This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's a big legal fight in Richmond, California, with implications for distressed homeowners across the country. The city is trying to get banks and investors to sell them distressed mortgages at a discount. Richmond is using something called eminent domain, taking property for the public good, saying keeping people from foreclosure is exactly that, good. The lenders say this could end up hurting the community. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
Here's Mortgage Resolution Partners' business proposition for the city of Richmond. Let's say a homeowner is stuck with a $300,000 mortgage, but the house is now worth a lot less. The city will force the mortgage holder to sell the mortgage at a loss. The homeowner gets to refinance. There's maybe $25,000 left over in profit. John Velopoulos is MRP's chief strategy officer.
So MRP's fee is a flat fee per loan. And that fee is $4,500. We don't share in any profits.
But critics say the investors that MRP lines up for the deal do take a profit, and it's out of someone else's pie, says Christopher Whalen at real estate firm Carrington Investment Services. He says the loser is the original holder of the mortgage note, a bank or bond investor who's been forced to take a bath.
It's rather unseemly for somebody in our business to advocate the taking of property. I don't think that the holder of the note, let's say they're compelled to sell, are going to get good value.
Professor Susan Wachter at the Wharton School says the city of Richmond and its homeowners could also be big losers. Lenders could shun them in the future.
Lenders do have a right not to lend if, in fact, the risks seem too high.
Wachter says if cities succeed in using eminent domain to force banks to sell off mortgages, it could increase risk and decrease lending across the country. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.